Good morning, sports investors. How are we doing today? Welcome back to the Fame Rothstein Sports Investing Show, where we discuss the fuss about getting to the bag through sports investing and sports wagering. I am your beloved host, Fame Rothstein, a.k.a. Michael Snackson, a.k.a. Beowulf, a.k.a. Malcolm Excellence, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin. And today is Friday, January 24th, 2020. It's about 7:35 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in the wet, rainy Queen City, a.k.a. the Republic of Cincinnati. And that makes it about, 4:35 a.m. Pacific Time and about 1:35 a.m. in Hawaii. But regardless of where you're listening to us from, whether you're in the United States, overseas in Africa or South America, perhaps you're in Europe or Australia, maybe you're in the Caribbean islands or the Pacific islands, regardless of where you're listening to us from, thank you for listening and welcome back to the show. Now, before we continue, I just want to remind you that if you feel you have a gambling problem, please do not listen to this show. Please contact your state or your local Gamblers Help, Gamblers Anonymous Association hotline, and hopefully they can get you the services you feel you need. Because on this show, we discuss sports investing through sports wagering, and we don't want to be any triggers to any negative behaviors for you. So please contact your state or your local Gamblers Help agency, and hopefully they can get you on the path of the straight and narrow. But those of you who remain, you will become profitable sports investors. Just weren't last night. But I only gave you one game last night. I gave you one game that was the NBA, Washington at Cleveland. We said it would go under 231.5 at one point when I seen it hit like 234. The last time I checked, the score was like 122 to 112. I said, well, shit. We don't need to watch this anymore. That didn't win. You know, Washington went off. Cleveland just decided not to play defense. But Washington wasn't scoring like that initially all year. So, you know, it is what it is. Okay, that's why it was only one game. Like I told you yesterday, as Arnold Rothstein said in the TV series Boardwalk Empire, sometimes there's just no plays. Last night was one of those days. There was just nothing really out there for us or that I liked. Maybe you saw something on your own or from another capper. Hey, I hope you did do something. But on this show, yeah, we lost our only pick. But we got three today because we're coming right back. We don't dwell on wins. We don't dwell on losses. We just keep going or we get out the game. All right? And here we go tonight. We got one college and two NBA games for you. First off, we got the college game. We've got the Marquette Golden Eagles going up against the Butler Bulldogs over in nearby Indianapolis, Indiana. About an hour and a half from here from the Republic of Cincinnati. Marquette is led by Marcus Howard. Kid's averaging almost 25 points a game, 24.8. Shoots 42% from the field. Shoots 42% from three. Okay? And they're going to Indianapolis on the road to take on the Butler Bulldogs, who are led by, how you say his name? Kamar? Yeah, Kamar Baldwin, who averages 15.4 a game, and on the boards they're led by, oh, wow, this is a name. Geezy. I'm sorry, he averages 7 rebounds a game. Enzi. Sawyer Enzi, I believe is his name. His last name's Enzi. He averages 7 rebounds a game, all right? Bulldogs are favored by 5.5 here at home at the crib, and we're going to take that chalk. I like it. You know, I mean, Marquette's one of those teams that, you know, if Howard's out, you know, they're facing a defense. They don't really have much backup to keep them in the game. And Butler's gonna run one of those defenses, you know, boxing one, some special defense to kind of slow him down. Not saying he won't get his points, Mr. Howard, but Butler is gonna kind of try to slow him down a little bit. And I think that Butler will cover these 5.5 and win by 6 or more. So we're gonna take Butler -5.5 tonight against Marquette, all right? And besides, it's a little early right now, and the props aren't really up. I probably could do the show later in the day. Matter of fact, probably starting tomorrow. Well, no, because tomorrow's Saturday. And, you know, the college basketball starts at noon on Saturdays. But, yeah, starting next week, starting Monday, the Monday, Thursday, and Friday shows will be later in the day. The weekend shows will be up nice and early for you, though. All right? Second game of the day, we've got those Houston Rockets going to Minnesota to take on the Timberwolves. As you know, the Rockets are led by James Harden, who's been, I mean, he's been shooting some bricks lately. They've been saying that, you know, if basketball was a housing project, you know, he'd have enough bricks to build his own, you know. Russell Westbrook, don't forget Clint Capella, and Timberwolves are led by our buddy Karl-Anthony Towns. Went to college right down the road, about an hour and a half away down in Lexington, Kentucky. And Andrew Wiggins. The total on this game is 234.5. We like that over. I think James Harden's going to find his shot tonight, and they're going to bury the Timberwolves. You know, rack up a lot of points, you know, good 120, 125. And I think it's going to go over 234.5, all right? And besides, Karl-Anthony Towns, he's better than Clint Capella. He's going to put up his points. He might not grab a lot of boards, but he's going to put up his points against Clint Capella to keep the Timberwolves scoring. I don't know if they're necessarily going to be in the game midway through the third and after, but he's going to keep them viable for a while anyway. And lastly, we've got the Los Angeles Clippers going to the Miami Heat. As you know, the Clippers are led by the last year's Finals MVP, Kawhi Leonard. And he's got, a host of guys behind him. Beverly and Paul George. I think Paul George is still out. But, you know, he's got a host of guys behind him and a great coach in Doc Rivers. And they're going to Miami to take on the Heat, led by Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo. Adebayo, like I said, he's going to be an all-star. He's going to be an all-star. And Jimmy Butler will be as well, okay? I saw the video of Charles Barkley saying that Butler should be starter in the All-Star game. I don't know about that. But, yeah, well, he should because Kyrie hasn't even played. All right? So we've got the Clippers and the Heat. Clippers are favored by 2.5. I'm going to tell you to take that chalk, the -2.5, as long as Kyrie plays. As long as Leonard plays, take that chalk. If he doesn't, then just fade the game. Don't even worry about it. All right? So we're going to take the Clippers -2.5, all right? So those are your three picks. Let's rehash them. We've got Marquette, college basketball. Marquette at Butler. We're taking Butler -5.5. Okay? NBA, the Rockets at the Timberwolves. We're going to go over 234.5. And the last game, the NBA, we got the Clippers at the Heat. We're going to go the Clippers -2.5 as long as Leonard plays. You know, he's not doing that load management thing that they've been talking about lately, all right? So there you have it. You got plenty of time to get online, get in line, and get to the bag. And you know the show's motto, if there's games to be played, there's money to be made. So we'll have some action for you tomorrow, okay? Because as you know the show's motto, if there's games to be played, there's money to be made. So we'll be back tomorrow, don't worry. And don't forget, if we're not already hooked up on social media, let's do that. My Twitter is at Fame Rothstein, FameRothstein, all one word. Okay? My Instagram is at Fame _ Rothstein, FAME_ROTHSTEIN. Okay? You know, if we're not already hooked up on those, send me a follow. Let me know who you are. I'll definitely follow you back. Okay? My email is famerothstein@yahoo.com, famerothstein@yahoo.com. All right. And don't forget to like and subscribe and receive notifications from the famed Rothstein Sports Investing channel on YouTube. Content usually goes up on there on the weekends. However, there's two this week, two Rothstein rants that I usually do on Wednesday. There's two separate ones. Did one on Wednesday and I did one last night because I forgot to include some stuff in there. I don't want to, like I said, I don't want to hold you too long on those. You know, try and keep them under 10 minutes. But you've got one for you to look at, another one. So check those out and hit that notification button. Like and subscribe. Leave a comment. All right? So there you have it. It's going to be wet today in the Republic of Cincinnati. Hopefully you got better weather wherever you're at. But, hey, let's be positive today. Let's stay safe. Send some positive energy to our troops overseas. And we'll be back tomorrow to talk about it. But until then, peace.